1332, 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel. Thanks to Bundy Juice. It's Bundylicious and the Bee Gees. How deep is your love? At a quarter to nine, well, somebody that loves weather is from the Bureau of Meteorology. Her name is Brooke Pagel. Brooke, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time. I thought I'd get you on this morning, Brooke, just to fill us in exactly what's going to happen over the next couple of months through springtime. We're getting taught, you know, that they're going to get rain, we're going to get sunshine. What are we expecting over the next couple of months?
Yeah. So over the next couple of months, we are expecting that September to November period, so spring, we are expecting rainfall likely to be above median for most of eastern half of Australia. So that does include all of Queensland for the rainfall. And with those temperatures, it's more the tropical north. We are expecting more the Bundaberg, Wide Bay area. Not so much getting those warmer temperatures, there's the less of a chance, but that rainfall, we do have that above median chance of getting rainfall, which is above median from what we've had in the past, basically.
So the advice there, and I've just packed it away, Brooke, is keep the umbrella, you know, handy and keep the ski jackets out as well?
Exactly. That's it. So compared to other seasons and compared to other years, it's just basically we have a higher chance of exceeding that median rainfall over spring.
Yep.
Couple of things with that. You've got your La Nina and you've got your Indian Ocean Dipole. Two different things that kind of interact. And when they're interacting and they're basically, negative Indian Ocean Dipole means more rain, and La Nina means more rain. So they're two things that are working in motion for that above-average rainfall.
I was going to ask you about La Nina and El Ninos. It sounds like something you can get at the pizza shop.
It is. I sometimes get the two confused as well because they're kind of back to front the way that they are named.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, they are just a climate system. It's part of a climate system called ENSO. So it's the El Nino Southern Oscillation in scientific terms is what we call it.
Yep.
But your La Nina basically means that the trade winds from the eastern Pacific are moving towards Australia and it's pushing warmer water towards our way. And that means we've got more evaporation, and then we've got more moisture in the air. So that means when we're in a La Nina, we get those rainfall years, where El Nino is the reverse. So that basically the trade winds are going the other way, and it's pushing all the warmer water away from us, and that's when we get those drought years out of those ones.
Now, I've had a look at the Bureau of Meteorology website, and they're saying tomorrow, looking at rainfall of around 10 to 20 millimetres, even a chance of a thunderstorm around the Bundaberg region.
Yeah, very wet going into later tonight and into tomorrow. So by the looks of the latest forecast, it will be later on tonight that rain will kick in, particularly for Bundaberg, but most of the Wide Bay area as well. But yeah, going into tomorrow, it's just going to be a very, very wet day. So rainfall all day. It is looking to ease overnight on Saturday, and then we'll have a sunny day on Sunday. So it's a very quick moving system, this rain band. But yeah, quite significant totals, about that 10 to 20 millimetres.
So based on that, the advice that I'm hearing from you, Brooke, is do the washing on Sunday.
Exactly that.
No, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for explaining that, because I often wonder when it comes to El Ninos and La Ninas and all that kind of stuff, we hear about it, but we don't know too much about it. So really appreciate your time jumping on our call this morning, Brooke, and have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is Brooke Pagel joining us from the Bureau of Meteorology. Yeah, when it comes to spring, looks like we're going to get some rain over the next couple of months.